There is something almost spectral about Lash of Lust, a film that flickers at the edge of early exploitation cinema and then disappears entirely, leaving behind only fragments of rumor and faint documentation. Directed by George Schaefer, a name that itself seems to drift in and out of archival certainty, the film is often cited as one of those productions that tested the limits of what could be shown before the tightening grip of censorship erased such daring experiments from circulation. This is Land of the Lost, Lash of Lust. What little is known suggests a story steeped in melodrama and provocation, centering on desire, punishment, and the blurred boundaries between morality and spectacle. The title alone evokes a kind of lurid intensity, typical of the era's more sensational pictures, hinting at themes that would have drawn both curiosity and condemnation. These films often relied on a careful balance, presenting scandalous material under the thin veil of moral instruction, though audiences were rarely fooled about the true appeal. Production details remain elusive, with no confirmed cast list surviving, and only scattered references in trade publications of the time. Some accounts suggest it may have been shown briefly in independent theaters before being pulled, possibly due to local censorship boards or financial troubles that plagued many small productions. Others believe it may never have seen a wide release at all, existing only in limited screenings that left a stronger impression in memory than in record. The disappearance of Lash of Lust fits a broader pattern of lost films from the early 20th century, when nitrate stock deterioration, studio neglect, and shifting cultural standards led to the destruction or discarding of countless works. Films deemed controversial were especially vulnerable, often intentionally destroyed or left to decay without preservation efforts. Today, Lash of Lust survives only as a title and a whisper of its once provocative existence, a reminder of a time when cinema was still negotiating its boundaries and discovering how far it could push them. Its absence has, in some ways, amplified its mystique, turning it into a kind of phantom artifact of a more reckless, experimental era of filmmaking.